Time to welcome in once again. It's been a while since we've spoken to Pam Peters. Pam has, I first met her many, many years ago, and she is one busy human being, is all I can say about her. She is an environmental economist. She's an eco consultant. She's a sustainability strategist. She also produces, writes, and also does some television work as well. I just don't know how she fits it all in her schedule. Good morning, Pamela.
Well, hello, hello. Good morning, Marshall, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, you know, we ran into one another, a couple of weeks ago, and then I also received your postcard and also a press release about the gallery at the Sharon Town Hall, which a lot of people still don't know about. There's a nice gallery that's right in the Sharon Town Hall, and you have on the walls right now hanging up for display for people to see the show 50 Shades of Blue. Let's talk a little bit, first of all, about 50 Shades of Blue.
Yes, my pleasure. Oh, my goodness. And what a transformational journey that was. A trip to Greenland this summer. I'm hoping to bring all the listeners a little bit with me on this ice safari that I call it. Well, close your eyes and imagine floating in the Greenlandic ocean and situating yourself in a place called Ilulissat. And there are hundreds and hundreds of icebergs floating around you. This is the UNESCO. It's a UNESCO protected area. And we took, my husband and I took a boat trip, an open boat trip for 8 hours with Inuit fishermen. And literally, the sun doesn't set in the summer, so the sun changes according to the hour from 6 p.m. to hours in the morning. And what you see are pieces of ice floating in one shape more interesting than the other. And I captured 800 of them, and I brought them down to 50, which I'm going to showcase around in the area and other places around the world as well, to call humanity to really take a closer look and also care better for Mother Earth, who is very strong but also vulnerable. So that's, in a nutshell, the message of 50 Shades of Blue.
You guys go to the coldest places.
Well, it's just autumn, okay? Wait what winter has in store for us here locally.
Now, this is your second showing at the Town Hall Gallery, right?
Correct. I already had the honor of showcasing my work, which is basically nature photography, and that was 5 years ago already.
Yeah, it's amazing how time flies. It really is. Now, I didn't realize this. You also work with the science class at Sharon Center School.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I'm an environmental economist, as you described, and my mission is basically to showcase to young and old how amazing Mother Earth is, and then also initiating them into the ABC of ecosystems, forests and water, the water cycle. Some might remember that. The importance of soil, the farmers, the local farmers here might understand the importance of quality soil and how to maintain that, our air that we breathe. All these cycles have been disrupted and need to be restored and need to be protected and need to be put back in balance. And that's what my Eco Hero curriculum really is about. It's a call for participation. And youth is our hope. Youth is our future. Youth is going to be the next generation of leaders. And I took over the science classes at the Sharon Center School, and kids were glued, because kids really want to be helpful, and if they have the science and have a, you know, a woman who knows a little bit about a lot of things, they are eager to get to work.
I think it's interesting, because I think the more you interest, especially elementary grammar school students, mm-hmm. in something like this, it takes hold and gives them direction, if it takes hold enough, to maybe want to help the ecology of this world or get involved in the eco movement.
Yeah, and it's a very important movement, basically, because it celebrates life, and we're all connected, right? We're all connected to our earth, and it's really about creating an awareness about that important relationship and giving kids tools. You know, there's the photographic exhibit, 50 Shades of Blue. I mean, can we guess with kids what they see in an iceberg? I sometimes see a cat and sometimes I see an owl. And just that little, you know, dip into adventure land and using your imagination, that gives joy. And for me, what is important, that there's so much joy to be had when you are out in nature. And might be easier for us locally than, for example, kids in New York City, but nature is all around us. And so I have posters, I have a curriculum, and then, of course, also a graphic novel.
I was just going to ask you about that. Let's talk about, in my days, we used to call graphic novels comic books, but, of course, we realize that that's just too simplistic of a term, because now most comics have a strain and a story to them, just like a movie or a regular book. So let's talk about your graphic novel, Eco Hero.
Yes. Well, as you said, you and your husband go to the coldest places. We go on expeditions as well to the Arctic. So the Greenland trip was the European trip, and then further up from us north is the Canadian Arctic. And we spent a couple of expeditions, and that impacted me so much that I started to writing a story, and that was transformed in a graphic novel with Eco Hero and Dr. Narwhal, Mother Earth, and Inuit people in an Arctic adventures where the narwhals are calling out for help. And of course, Eco Hero, who has magic powers, including telepathy with Mother Earth, is answering the call of the narwhals, and she's meeting Dr. Narwhal all the way up in the Arctic, and together they are going to debunk a mystery, and they are going to complete a mission successfully.
And this book is the graphic novel is available locally at the Sharon Pharmacy, right?
Yeah, they are fantastic. If you go into the Sharon Pharmacy, where all the magazines are, there are copies there. It's a larger format because the drawings are so beautiful. It is great for storytelling if you have a little one. Otherwise, it is just as good to read. And then there are also interactive assignments if kids want to read this together, read it out as a group activity, or maybe in a classroom situation. You know, talk about other cultures, talk about the Arctic. There's fun inroads for, I would say, environmental education in a very, very fun way.
And talking about what you did at Sharon Center School with the students, I want to mention to people, because we have a program that we've set up with the different organizations around here. You got a grant from the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, which helped you bring that program to the Sharon Center School, right? I mean, once again, that's a local organization working with you as an individual, once again, to bring something to the students at the school.
Exactly, and there was a wonderful grant that allowed me to take over 4 science classes. So for a whole day, I stood in front of the classroom, and again, kids were delighted. Everybody wants to be an eco hero. If they hear about Mother Earth and get to know her and her secrets a little bit better, they all feel, I would say, compassion to where she is at the end of the day. Mother Earth is 4.5 billion years old, and that calls for respect and celebration, and the kids at the Sharon Center School participated wonderfully well.
We're speaking with Pamela Peters, of course, and Martin Nguyen is her soulmate, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, you may know Martin as a dentist, but when I first met Martin, it was actually a presentation he made many, many, many years ago to the Lions Club. And as a person who really does not like cold weather, I can't. I have Raynaud's disease, so I can't do much in cold weather. I've never enjoyed, but to see what Martin and now you, Pamela, mm-hmm. because you've got along several times, to do what you do in an environment like that, it's not an easy thing. You know, taking pictures, people think, oh, well, that sounds like, in an environment like that, nothing is easy.
Nothing is easy, and it is very, very cold. If you're in an open boat and you know, you go quite fast, back to Greenland here, where Martin and I are basically on an assignment under a grant of the Ocean Foundation given by the USAID, which is a pretty big deal. We're basically called to help develop ecotourism with local people, with the local Greenlandic people. But then you have to basically do and live like them, right? Yeah. Which means just go with the flow and be open to live within an environment that can be quite harsh. Martin has some adventures to share about storms and other extreme situations, but that's the life of an adventurer. That's the life of an explorer. And I was not thinking that I would be able to bring back so many beautiful photos. But to be really honest, my left finger almost got frostbitten to always take the glove off and back on, because, you know, it's easier to shoot without gloves. But I guess sometimes there's a little price to pay, and recovery's on the way.
All right. Well, once again, we're speaking with Pamela Peters. You can find more out about Pamela at PamelaPeters.com. That's P-A-M-E-L-A. PEETERS.com. Again, this is a solo art show. How long is this art show going to be hung at the Sharon Town Hall Art Gallery?
Well, people have some time to go and visit. The exhibit is open until January 6th. So whenever you go to the town hall, go up the stairs, take a turn left and right, and you'll see big posters. Some are framed, some not. And maybe also important to share that very recently I joined the Usatonic Camera Club. And now I find myself with fellow artists and fellow photographers, and we're exchanging tips. So maybe I can share a little bit with my fellow photographers on, you know, how to photograph in extreme conditions and bring home, so to speak, amazing souvenirs for educational purposes, but maybe also for your living room wall or your office decorations.
Now, once again, the show is called 50 Shades of Blue, the Sharon Town Hall Art Gallery. And Pamela, thanks for joining us again today. And make sure you say hello to Martin for me, all right?
I will, and to all of you, a great day. It's nice and warm outside. It's going to be a beautiful day, and thank you again for having me on your show.
All right, thanks, Pamela. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, Pamela Peters, once again, her art up hanging at the Sharon Town Hall Art Gallery.